You ever seen a death claw? Those are some scary freaking things. Death claws are the result of a pre-war experiment that involved creating a mutation in the Jackson's chameleon, along with several other species, to use as weapons on the battlefield. They are strong, agile predators that will attack their prey on sight. Their long and sharp claws are capable of inflicting great amounts of damage, sometimes deadly, hence their name. And they're freaking scary as heck. I want my mommy.
He reached in his pocket and he flashed a quad and hollered, "Rave on, children, I'm with you. Rave on, cats," he cried. "It's almost dawn and the cops are gone and let's all get Dixie Fried." Now Ben got happy and he started raving. He jerked out his razor but he wasn't shaving. And all the cats knew to jump and hop, but he was torn and raved in a butcher shop. He hollered, "Rave on, children, I'm with ya. Rave on, cats and cries. It's almost dawn and the cops are gone and let's all get Dixie Fried." The cops heard Dan when he started to shout. They all ran in to see what it was about. And I heard him holler when they led him away. He turned his head and this is what he had to say. Hollered, "Rave on, children, I'm with you. Rave on, cats," he cried. "It's almost dawn and the cops are gone. Let's all get Dixie Fried. Get right." He let us all know he wasn't scared of the law. And through the black cross bars he tossed a note to his dear. Said, "It ain't my fault, hun, that I'm in here." But hollered, "Rave on, children, I'm with you. Rave on, cats," he cried. "It's almost dawn and the cops ain't gone. And I've been Dixie Fried."
It's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, "Son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns." But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. I'd move it on a little farther down the line, far from Folsom Prison. That's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
What about those giant crabs, boys and girls? I'm talking about mirelarks. Mirelarks will bury themselves in dirt or mud, with the only visual indication that they are present being the rounded backs of their shells, which resemble large, smooth rocks from a distance. When approaching a mirelark nest, attacking or stealing mirelark eggs will force nearby eggs to hatch prematurely. I hatch prematurely once or twice. Happens to the best of us. If your woman makes fun of you, if you do, you kick her in the chin. She has no right to judge. She probably has mirelarks in her crotch.